With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Rallying his people in wartime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping to rally Israel's friends in the West as well.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise, or surrender to tyranny and terror.
The Prime Minister says Israel will not give in to demands for a ceasefire. He likens the Jewish state's position to that of the United States in the immediate aftermath of Pearl Harbor and 9/11. The Hamas attack on Israel and Israel's response in defending itself seems to have brought anti-Semites out of the woodwork worldwide. In Russia, a flight from Israel was attacked upon landing. Moscow has tried to blame Western intelligence.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the West had nothing to do with Sunday's airport rampage, and he criticized Russia's Vladimir Putin for not doing more to condemn the violence.
This is just hate, bigotry, and intimidation, pure and simple. And a good leader, a decent leader, would call it out for what it is.
Kirby called Putin's allegation against the West classic Russian rhetoric.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the last operating prison ship in the U.S. is closing.
The Vernon C. Bain Correctional Center is a five-story jail barge. It's docked in the South Bronx in New York. It arrived in 1992 as a temporary measure to ease overcrowding on Rikers Island. Now the roughly 500 prisoners on the ship will be transferred to Rikers. In September, one prisoner jumped from the top of the ship to his death. Last year, a 24-year-old inmate died after contracting a form of treatable meningitis while in custody. I'm Donna Water.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 131 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 26 points. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near-total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates that the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the government findings. A Madrid-based law firm is conducting a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops, and its findings are expected to be released later this year. This is SRN News. A Dutch citizen who admits to killing an American teen in Aruba is going to prison in Peru for a murder in that country.
Joren Vandersloot is being sent back to Peru after a U.S. extortion trial conviction and confessing to the 2005 killing of 18-year-old Natalie Holloway. Vandersloot admits killing the Alabama teen on a beach in Aruba and disposing of her body. She had rejected sexual advances. Vandersloot was convicted of trying to extort Holloway's mother with information about the teen's whereabouts. He can't be prosecuted for the killing in the U.S., and the time has run out for charges in Aruba. Instead, he faces 28 years imprisonment in Peru for killing a woman there. I'm Norman Hall.
Crews battling a wildfire fueled by gusty Santa Ana winds sweeping across rural lands southeast of Los Angeles. Dubbed the Highland Fire, it has forced about 4,000 people from their homes. More details at SRNNews.com.